No.
We have a concert announcement.
Woo-hoo!
It's so nice to be doing concert announcements again.
It's great.
And one of Philadelphia's absolute favorites and WMMR's absolute favorites coming to town. It will be, the show is going to be September 11th. It's a Saturday, which is fantastic. It will be at the Met. We are stoked to announce the return to Philadelphia of Shinedown.
Yeah!
You heard correct, my friend. Shinedown in town again in Philly, Saturday, September 11th. And the Met, fantastic venue, by the way. The opportunity to see these guys. Tickets will go on sale this Friday. So get yourself set to win those Friday at 10 a.m. via Ticketmaster.com. And then we'll have your chance to win some tickets throughout this week. In fact, Pierre will have your shot all this week. And then on Wednesday, we are going to have an opportunity for you to grab some tickets as well. So don't miss that. But write down the on-sale date and time and get yourself ready. Friday, June 11th to 10 a.m. via Ticketmaster.com. And also, there's a pre-sale that's going to be taking place.
Nice.
And those details are available at WMMR.com, along with an extra chance to win for MMR VIP. So make sure that you do opt in to get the email from us, and you might win. So with that, I think we need to talk to somebody. We had a chance to chat with him at the Camp Out for Hunger. And excited, please welcome one of Philadelphia's favorites from Shinedown, Mr. Brent Smith.
Is on the line.
Good morning, Brent.
What's happening, everyone?
Yo, bud, just listen. Excited to be announcing live shows back in Philadelphia. You guys have got to be excited that your calendar is starting to fill up, I would imagine, as well.
Yeah, this is probably, the love that we have for the city is quite known around the world. This was definitely one we were kind of like chopping at the bit to finally be able to announce. So today's actually very, very special for us. You know, obviously we got a lot of tour dates that are going up, but obviously this is a very special one for us. So thanks for being patient with us. And
our pleasure.
Can't wait to play. It's our first time playing the Met, so we're super stoked.
Hey, Brent, when's your first gig? Your first, you know, time back on the mic singing for people. When's that happening?
I was actually just out with Zach. We did a run with Smith & Myers. And,
yep.
But for the machine that is Shinedown, the very first time back is August 5th. And I believe that is in Davenport, Iowa, is the first show out of the gate.
Is there anything that you personally have to do differently to get ready for, like, you know, you called it the machine as opposed to Smith & Myers? I mean, it's, you know... I mean, they're both, you're performing, and and lead singers, I think, take the most abuse during a show because you're using, you know, your internal, your voice box, and it can get beat up pretty bad. But is there anything that you need to do to prep for Shinedown shows that you don't for Smith & Myers?
Well, obviously, with the Shinedown shows, there's a lot of production that goes into everything. It's a bit more choreographed, so we're always looking at making the shows for Shinedown more of a spectacle,
right?
Because we want it to be an event. You know, you never want to just show. I mean, it's about the music, and we understand that, but we're known for the production that we bring and how we try to never kind of lean the same way from, you know, past tours, what we've done. So we're always trying to ump the ante, if you will, in regards to not only the sound quality, but also just the production and also the way that we present ourselves. This particular run, there's a lot more people involved when we're doing Shinedown versus if we do Smith & Myers. But, you know, we've been working on this for the better part of a year now to get to this point. You know, obviously, everybody in the United States, we're starting to come out of this virus and getting on the other side legitimately now. So I think the biggest thing is just making sure that we're keeping everyone's safety in mind. You know, ultimately, it's amazing to finally be able to announce these shows. We want to make sure everybody is calm, cool, and collected. But as soon as they get into the venue, our job is, if you walk in, we want to try and have you float out. So
well, there you go. Excited, that's a good arrangement. I wanted to ask you, the Met is known to be one of the most acoustically perfect venues around. So when you, how hands-on, how ears-on are you prior to a gig? When do you walk the room? Do you listen? Or, yeah, I know you have sound engineers that handle a lot of that as well, or most of that. But is that something you guys take ownership of, well, how a room sounds?
100%. Yeah. It's interesting in this industry that in the last, like, few years, finally audio is starting to go to the top of the list. Mm. It's very interesting. Like, you have these big tours, and you have these large venues and big festivals and things of that nature, and you see that, hey, look, there's a lot of PA or there's a lot of boxes. Just because there's a lot of it doesn't necessarily mean that it sounds good.
Right.
So that's another thing from a technical standpoint is learning that at the end of the day, even if you took the lighting away, if you took the production away and it was just the band, we have a thing that we say in Shinedown, which is no matter what, remember to always be and be honest about this, but the band should be the pyro. And the band is the one that are playing music and presenting it in a live atmosphere. And over the years, man, it always would seem like audio would be at the bottom of the list with like the production calls. And, you know, we take the sound very seriously. So we try to keep it at the top of the list, but yeah, I've done a lot of research about the Met specifically because this is our first time playing there. So anytime that a building or a venue is known for the sound, you get really, really excited about it. But yeah, I always walk the rooms.
Oh, cool.
I mean, it depends on the schedule, you know, how busy we are, what have you. But no, the sound is like my number one priority in regards to a live setting.
Excellent. Listen, because I know that we've been to many shows where you've anticipated it. And specifically, it happens a lot in outdoor, like ballparks and stuff like that, where they're not quite made for the right, you know, they're not made for that. And then you leave disappointed because the sound was like, it just wasn't what you had hoped it would be, you know?
Yeah, and a lot of things, you know, can transpire in that. When you're dealing with something outside, and especially the larger it gets, you know, if you're talking about stadiums or you're talking about festivals where there's a lot of ground to cover, I mean, obviously you see, you know, big festivals have delay towers and things of that nature, but you know, Mother Nature can be demanding outside when it comes to sound. Not to mention if it's windy, it just will take the sound away.
Yeah.
Like it's so, you know, there is physics and science involved here too. So
yeah.
That's always a fun thing. You see these massive stacks of amplifiers and then, you know, you're in North England and the wind speed is like 70 miles an hour, so that can be funny at times.
Yeah, as they say, no roof, no rock. That can happen sometimes. Hey, Brent, I've heard people mention that you guys have put on the best concert they've ever seen, and that's all subjective because people, you know, have different tastes and what they prefer. And I was curious about, since I've heard that about you guys, do you have a number one? Is there a concert that stands in your mind that was like, that's it. That's the top. That it couldn't get any better than that.
You know what? I don't. And that's only because for me, I'm always, you know, it's a glass ceiling, man, with us. You know, you're always trying to break through and go to the next level. I mean, as we say it, you know, it's, you know, you got to level up. I will say we've gone to venues, though, before in the past where it took us a long time to finally be able to play there and it did not disappoint. You know, in North America, there's a venue called Red Rocks.
And it
very much is not hype. Like that area, like, and we do everything with in-ears because we can control our sound individually.
Right.
Because of technology, and our monitor engineer's been with us for now going on 15 years. And so we all have different mixes and what have you, but like acoustically, I remember standing for the very first time on the stage in Red Rocks and taking my ears out and just kind of doing a sound check just in the area. And it just sounded gorgeous. You know, there's so many different venues that have a folklore to it. And then you show up to them at times and either they've just not been maintained very well and you're kind of disappointed, but for the most part, A lot of the venues that we walk into that have a bit of history, they always sound great. But the fun thing also is you go into venues where you look at it and don't ever judge a book by its cover, man, because we've walked into places before and been like, oh, boy, this is going to be rough. And then it ends up being spectacular.
Yeah.
It just kind of. It varies, man.
Chicken wire on the front of the stage, usually not a good
bad sign.
Yeah.
Hey, sometimes, man, the chicken wire shows are the best.
You got to play the double deuce then. Yeah.
Hey,
exactly.
I want to congratulate you guys. You're, you know, the band as a whole, mainstream rock artist, greatest of all time from Billboard magazine. That had to be a mind blower. I mean, listen, I know you're proud of your band, but I would think that'd be hard for any band to swallow or to wrap their mind around that, you know?
What's difficult to wrap my head around in that chart is seeing, like, just being in the same presence of Tom Petty and Van Halen and Metallica.
Yeah.
Is something for me where I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
You know? But I got to be honest with you about that, too. That has everything to do with you guys and girls. You know, that chart exists because of terrestrial radio.
Oh.
And, you know, I go back to the beginning, man, 2002, 2003. Philadelphia has been there from day one. And I'm not just saying that, man. Obviously, we have a history together.
Right.
But I think about the radio stations that, you know, in the beginning that did give us the time of day to allow us to get a shot, you know.
Yeah.
And then the work ethic has to go into place. And I think that over the years, we've tried to never say no to radio and be able to give, you know, all of ourselves, especially in North America. That chart means a great deal to us because it's also an example of the fan base from the beginning,
right,
and the ones that have stuck with us till today, and even the new fans that are finding something in Shinedown that is intriguing to them and something about us that they like. But no, man, we don't take that lightly under any stretch of the imagination. It's a huge honor to just even be considered for that, let alone at least in the charts history to be the band with the most, with the most number ones. We have to reflect on it and be grateful for it. But then it's time to get back to work.
Well, the appreciation is mutual because, I mean, because of your personal touch, you and the band, and your ability to not forget about, assistance that's happened along the way, taking the time to return phone calls, to come on, to give that personal touch. And I think that's resonated with the city here because over the years, they've heard all you guys contact us, do these interviews, and just know that you're not BSing. You know, you mean what you mean.
100%. And the other side of that too is just we really do feel like, for us personally, Philly is it's another home for us. We all are in different locations in the U.S. and we're known as a band that travels very heavily and tours a lot, but it's never sacrificing the integrity of the show or the health of the band, but because we always want to be able to bring the audience every single ounce of our 100%. But I'll tell you straight up, like, there's only a handful of cities that we feel like they're second homes to us, and Philly is definitely one of those places.
Nice. Well, it's quite clear. People love you guys. We love you guys. So we're excited, man, that that you're coming to town in September. And as a morning show host, I appreciate that it's on a Saturday night. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster.com. And it's going to be at the Met, which is great. So, Brent, it's great checking in with you. Thanks so much for the call this morning. And we will see you in just a couple months. All right, man?
Absolutely. And once again, thank you for the opportunity. Thanks for letting us come back to the city. And also just to let everybody know, we're working extremely hard on Shinedown number 7, and we are hoping to unveil some brand new Shinedown music at the Met on this show.
Very cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, Brent. Appreciate it. Brent Smith, guys, from Shinedown. And that show, like I said, September 11th, a Saturday, and it will be at the Met. And tickets are on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. And if you go to WMMR.com, there's information for VIPs on how you could possibly win some tickets and be in on the VIP. And by the way, Casey, may I say, those monsters are real.
Those monsters are real.
You asked him a question about his favorite show. I don't think he understood what
he
asked.
But I wasn't going to follow up because he gave such a lengthy answer. I wanted to know what his favorite concert was.
Yeah, and he talked about one of their great shows at Red Rocks, which is an incredible venue. But yeah, I'd love to know what his favorite bands are, or his favorite shows are.
Probably that Milli Vanilli concert with the tape skipped.
Listen, it's legendary,
memorable.
Yeah. No, the reason I was thinking about it too is Bill West and I were in the hallway and we were talking about he had an autographed T-shirt. That all of the Eagles had signed at the Hell Freezes Over tour.
Wow.
All of them. And
wow.
I was blown away because that's my number one. It has been for a long time.
Because of Daryl Strawberry card.
Wow.
Yeah.
But listen, we all have our favorites.
I mean, come on.
For me, it was
the
Eagles.
Hotel California, but
it was George
Washington Motor Lodge in 1988 with Matt Reichel. I remember it, yeah. Number one for you was the Eagles show? Was Hell Freezes Over?
Their harmonies were so impeccable that I couldn't even believe I was hearing what I was hearing. Yeah. It was just amazing.
Better than the River Valley Vocal Band?
Smidge.
Okay.
Just a smidge.
I'd say it a lot. No, I mean, it must have been, especially since, obviously, there's been a fair amount of touring and that they did after that. But that was the return. That was, we've been waiting for this for a long time.
That's
and
one that was U2 Joshua Tree.
At the Link?
No. Originally, 1980, 87.
Steve, I missed the Eagles, and that's one that I regret forever because now you can't really. You know,
right,
it's a different version of it.
Right. It's the Beagles.
It's, But, yeah, I got to go see the Stones with Marissa a few years ago. That's probably top five. But I think my favorite of all time is Paul McCartney at the ballpark. I got great seats, and it was a legend. It was Paul McCartney, and he knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, and then third would have been Paul at Wells Fargo Center.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just, the greats. The greats are great. That's all it took. He was great.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.